you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's B-Y-T-E.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome new listeners to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd. If he says potato salad or swear to God. Those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says, edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started.
The intros are recorded on a phone, but don't worry. The audio of the show is at a higher quality.
You know the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show a number one. So welcome to the show.
Well, well, well. Are you still there? You're still there after all these years. Look at you. Look at you. Well, Aristotle, he's going somewhere out of the country. Aristotle, if you do listen to these openings, where are you actually going?
I am going to Japan.
Oh, interesting. Now you know where he's going, but I don't. So this week is Steph Toloff, and then we split it into two. It's really one episode split into two. Well, because we're used to doing long shows. I'm not going to be rude then. Oh, it's it's a two-parter. All right. But next week, I'm not going to be able to come on and say, hey, because... Well, unless I do one after this. No. No, you know what? I'm making my life easy. So this is going to be half of it. And then Aristotle's going away. So next week, it'll just be the show. Aristotle, I want you to record one for next week's half. Say, hey, this is Aristotle, everybody. And say, we miss you. Imagine they're going to hear it a week from today. I want you to make the opening for the other one. But you have to start by going, hey, it's Aristotle. This is not Todd. And just say something nice to the people. So that this week is this week. Next week, Aristotle is in, I don't know, Uruguay. And then you will hear him opening next week's show. Then after that, it's a best of. That Aristotle picked. Why? We don't know. Why, 2 weeks from today, did Aristotle pick the best of episode that you're going to hear? He'll tell you on the opening of that. Apparently it means something to him. I think it changed his life. Ay, ay, ay. Okay, this is going to be so quick. I'm at the Comedy Attic right now. Couldn't be more thrilled. But November, just two things real quick in November. I'm going to be at Charlie Goodnight's the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd of November. And then the 15th, 16th, and 17th, I will be at the Helium, which Charlie Goodnight's was bought by Helium. Shh, no one's supposed to know. No, no, they just kept the same name. But then anyway, then the 15th, 16th, and 17th, I'll be at the Helium in Indianapolis. So, man, it's going to be really cool. I'm doing their like their smaller rooms, doing a few more shows, I think 6 shows, but it's going to be worth it. It's like 75-seat rooms. It's going to be really cool. So, that's it. All right. I've been told it's 100 seats. No, it's not. It's like 80 seats, maybe. But anyway, the point is, it's very intimate. It's very intimate. And it's great to see a show like that. I'll have the band with me. It's great. I love doing those type of rooms because they let me do it. They let me do whatever I want in most rooms. They're very nice. But when you're doing a room like that, it's like Charlie Goodnight's. I'm up on the 3rd floor. I'm going to have a stand-up bass player just out at the bar where people are getting their drinks. All the way up in the 3rd floor. Then you turn the corner and there will be the showroom like you've never seen it before. And it's going to be great. I'm doing that in Indianapolis too. I'm doing there. They have a secondary room. I forget what they call it, but same thing in there. It's going to be fucking amazing. All right, that's it. You're great, and I will miss you. I will really miss you. I can't take it no more. You know what? I'm already excited to go back to Philly in January, the end of January. Doing a long week there. We're going to do Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Sure. All right, I'm just rambling. Enjoy the show. Steph Doloff. I can tell you right now, there was a Golden Retriever puppy in there, and I couldn't fucking control myself. I knew Golden Retriever puppies are cute, but when one's sitting across from you, I might have got a little carried away with just talking about it nonstop. But it was so goddamn cute. I mean, I couldn't fucking take it. Half the time when I wasn't talking about it, I was thinking about it. All right.
It's a good show.
No, I'm excited. Lately, I've been...
Hey, aren't
okay, I? Are we ready? I know it makes me remember this. Are we good to go? Wow. That's the first thing people heard. Well, they heard me maybe saying something in the opening of the show. Look how your name is up there. Steph Toloff, ladies and gentlemen. Wow. Let's now. We did. Now, I want to bring it back down to George Carlin, a quiet opening, because Steph brought a 11-week-old to George Carlin. That's just my safe word. I love having it because now they have every right to go. Is it a bit? Or is it a, when they know to George Carlin, they don't worry about that. When they hear to George Carlin, they know that I'm telling the truth. Steph brought a 11-week-old golden retriever puppy. Mm-hmm. And it is so fucking cute. And it's you want it's so adorable. It's overwhelming.
Mm-hmm. It's not normal. It's not a normal, like, I can't, I feel physically sick sometimes when I look at her. Like, I can't stand it.
I love you.
I've never seen something like this. It's too much.
And I want to talk about, I love it. I want to talk about this. This is the cold opening. Now, I know. You know, this isn't even part of the show. This is a cold opening. This is like, oh, Todd and Steph, they talk, and then he sort of gets through some stuff, and then they come back and they talk. This is the cold opening. Mm-hmm. But I got to soak in that dog right up front and let the people know. Vinny is my girlfriend's brother. I put the blanket right near him. The dog goes over. Like, it's shut the fuck up, and it lay. Usually you want a dog to lay on the blanket because in your head it would like the blanket. The truth is it won't lay on the blanket. Your dog goes right over and lays on the goddamn blanket with his bone. Mm-hmm.
so cute with its paws. Mm-hmm. I went over and I started biting his lip.
Her.
I'm sorry.
Well, you did kiss her directly on the lips.
I did.
Yeah.
I was high.
Well, it's one way of
and one way of explaining it. And hold on 1 second. Bring it down just a little. Wow, I thought really make a meal out of it, Aaron. Your haircut looks good. So everybody knows who's here. Aaron Simon's here. Eric Calver's on drums. My girlfriend's brother's here. Aristotle's here. John Brand Wagner. I'm Todd Glass. And Steph is sitting across from me. So,
And Susan.
Yes. And it's a great name. I love great human names for dogs. Susan. For some reason, I always think it's a good name if I go, Susan. You know, maybe she got into the trash.
Sue. Like, I feel like at the dog park, I'll be like, Sue.
Sue.
Let's get in the car. I think that to me is quite entertaining. Yeah. It's very fun for me.
Sue. Someone hears from over. Because you don't think dog.
No.
Susan, you think, well, you wouldn't think a person. Nah, split. Sue.
Sue is
like, Sue, get in the car.
Yeah.
You go, honey, we should get involved. That's the couple,
yes,
one car
exactly.
over. They
I
hear,
can't wait.
You know, they hear a domestic dispute. Mm-hmm. Sue, get in the car now.
Yeah, that's exactly what's
now, get in the back. Oh, that's horrible. You have shit all over your ass. Hopefully that wouldn't happen.
She has dangler. I've already wiped one.
But the dog is here, and it's a great energy, and it's just in the studio. In a minute, we're going to play you in like we would normally play a guest in. I think it's a good thing to do. You'll learn two things. I have a feeling that dog with that temperament, even with the music pretty loud, because it is going to be fine.
Really hasn't noticed anything right now.
No, so and the might. Worst is we're prepared to lower it right away if it is a little much for her. Because if it's a little much for her, that's normal too.
She needs to learn.
Yeah, but it's not like I'd be like, what's wrong with that dog? You
no.
blared. No, if it gets a little jarred, then we'll find that out too. But, you know.
Do
anyway,
I even come back in?
I think maybe we should, but I want to talk about your dog more. I want to.
Is the dog segment only allowed in the cold open? That's why we can't talk about it after?
No, we can. Oh, you're
it's
right.
Been, it's been just
I'm afraid,
segmented.
Well, here's why it's. Here's why sometimes I'll have something like this in my head because I'm too lazy to write it down, and I know the other stuff is written down. This, do you mind having that conversation about the person? We don't have to say their name that didn't stop and think the dog was cute.
Yes, there's been a few, and we can talk about how.
Don't say
I
their name.
Did not adopt, and people in this city are very disgusted with me as a person.
Wait, who's disgusted with you?
Several people because I got her from a breeder.
Oh.
It's a girlfriend.
But you know, that's not.
People are very upset with me in the city.
Maybe people will think I'm a coward for not delving into that right now. I don't spit on that cause because it's a cause that's worthy. But right now,
I'm not saying it's not,
we're
yes.
going to we're gonna go.
I'm getting the hell out of here.
No. No, I just want to go back to the dog. It's here and it's going to be loved its whole life.
Mm-hmm.
So, this person that we were saying that. Yeah, I could see not thinking all dogs are cute. I do. And I could see not being a dog person. Of course, someone is not a bad person. I'm not some other thing person. You know, I don't have a horse. You know, that's
you
a little expensive.
You seem like a horseman.
I wish I was. I used to fix
a horse daddy. That
I used
you
to
have a couple horses. You could have a horse here.
I used to fix motorcycles. That's what I used to tell people.
But it was just a big horse with a giant dick. And they're like, I used to fix motorcycles.
Stephanie.
Oh, that's fun.
Wow, you come right in. Wow, well, that was good.
Didn't flinch
at that.
No.
So back to this person. So what I'm saying is, and it's going to build up and we'll have the conversation. I think it's better we don't say the person's name. So I do get it. I want to really overstate that. Like if somebody doesn't run over to a cat, maybe they're just not a cat person, whatever the reason is. Some people get a cat later in life and turn into a cat person. Some people, it's just never their thing. But we'll even admit, if they don't have a stick up their ass, that they'll see a cat. Even if they're allergic, they'll go, that's the type of cat. How can you not? I always think of a big, fat, orange tabby cat. Even if you're not a cat person and that thing walks onto the porch, I think most people, yeah, to be honest, they do go, holy shit. Well, would you want a cat? No, but that, look at that.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, not every cat, to me, the person that you told me about that walked by and you noticed did not just soak this dog in, and you know it's not like he did it out of being polite. He just, and you asked him, and what did he say?
Yeah, I'm like, do you hate dogs? He's like, yes. And I was like, okay, I get you can hate dogs, but I'm like, any golden retriever puppy, like, it's just the classic. It's like a calendar dog. You just look at it and you're like, like, you've murdered several people if you don't have that reaction looking at a puppy. You're sick.
Yeah, there's something weird about that. Hidden, yeah, yeah. And by the way, be very careful, you people that are listening to this, because I still love you, that go, well, I'm that. Make sure we're talking golden retriever puppy. No offense, I don't want to start listing other dogs that you didn't go gaga over, but I'm just saying this was a golden retriever puppy.
She's a fat-ass head, her nose is all squished in. Like,
and aesthetically cute, but also there is something else that is more even factual than the beauty of it, is the eyes.
Yes.
Now look, let me tell you something. If you ask someone, can you tell someone when their eyes are tired or when they're weary? Maybe eyes of a person. We'd all go, of course you can. Eyes tell a story. Mm-hmm. Well, the eyes of this thing tell a story, luckily, because who had it up kinda to weird. You and then you, of something that's probably only been loved. Mm-hmm. Pretty much. Mm-hmm. So by nature, it has great temperament. This one that you have lucked out and got a good home, and so basically
all
it knows is love. So you're looking into the eyes, not like in a bullshit way, not like forget about the aesthetic that happens to be a gorgeous dog. You're looking into like these pure, loving, doughy eyes. So to walk by that, I'm very worried about this person. You don't want to say their name, do you?
I'm not. It's a comic and I'm upset. I maybe they're going through something, honestly. But also the vet, the vet was on their phone and I was literally holding her like a baby because she was so young. And I'm like, I know, right? And he goes, yeah. What's wrong with a guy in the vet waiting? I guess his girlfriend's had another animal in the room, looked at me cradling her like a baby. He's like, what? What is this? If I saw this on the street, I would literally run. I've stopped cars for to see golden puppies. I literally, somebody drove by the other day and they got to a red light and the guy's like, oh my God. And I went over and put her in the window and he's like, this made my week. And I was like, that's a normal person. That's a normal human being. It's not normal if you don't act like that. Like that's.
And we're not talking about going over the boundaries. Always respect if someone has a dog, you know, whether you go over to them and ask, you know, you can. But we're not saying in certain situations, yeah, you're right to maybe not go over. Maybe the person had the dog a while and they're just trying to have a moment. Maybe they're in a conversation. We're not talking about that. That is different. We're talking about this situation. It would have been easy for this person. But this person represents many other people. Mm-hmm. Now you think, disgusting. What is this? What are we doing? Are we? I don't think we're picking. I think we're analyzing and going, what is it? Because I believe the thing that makes them not see that golden retriever puppy hurts them in more ways than to do with a golden retriever puppy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? There's a blockage of love somewhere. Because come on, shut the fuck up.
No, yeah.
And if anyone thinks I'm nuts listening, go look at a golden retriever puppy online as I'm
literally
saying this.
Go to Susan the Golden on Instagram and... I dare you.
And
I
also
dare you.
Put this over it and then edit it and put it on and we'll put it on YouTube. This whole conversation, I want you to fade in and out of just gorgeous golden retriever puppies. So fucking cute. Don't fuck around. I'm talking when it comes to golden retrievers, we go for tens. Cute, beautiful,
tens.
Older ones,
creepy.
Gorgeous, hot golden retrievers.
Really sexy fit.
People want to fuck them.
Huge tits on these goldens. We want fit. Fuckable goldens and nothing else.
Oh my God. So anyway, that's what's here.
Yeah. A fuckable golden retriever.
A fuckable. Yes. All right.
Todd's been hard since I got here. Okay.
Let's just bring in. Here we go. Let's just do it. Here we go. We'll do Walking on Sunshine.
All right, right on.
I mean, let's go big. Steph Toloff, everybody. Shut up. What? Of course.
I got so motherly right there.
No, can I tell you something? By the way, the range, we can do a lot that we found out. That's where we stay away from. But it doesn't mean we can't do anything. It just
she's
means because...
Yeah, she's a pounder. I think she's... Oh, it is. No,
it is. Are you she's still... I hope the person that I asked... You know who I have to... I have to ask a favor on the air. So what I'm going to ask is which one of our listeners would probably have follow through with it. Danny Robbins. But this whole chunk, this whole conversation about a golden retriever, there should still be golden retrievers, a litter of golden retrievers, a mom and a dad. Make beautiful people with the golden retrievers. You know what I mean? In old Wagoneers. Just golden retrievers.
Old Wagoneers.
Well, because I'm worried that people are going to think I was over, me and you were over exaggerating. Like, well, just because a guy doesn't like a golden retriever, I think you're overanalyzing it. But if pictures of golden retrievers are being shown, they'll be like, yeah, that is a point. There's going to be one that jumps out in the picture as they're listening to it. The one hopefully they play right now will jump out. This is through a picture. This guy could have touched this one. Nothing.
Nothing. Like, looked away immediately. Okay,
can I tell you what I would, to George Carlin, what I would say to somebody like that? Just do me a favor, like, if they asked. First of all, I would never get to say this because no one would ask, and that's why I'd know my boundaries. But I would hope that they would go to therapy and go, would I make a good dad? And then they go, well, come on in 2 or 3 times and I'll learn about you. And go, well, you don't have your guard is up a lot and you can learn about yourself. That person would learn. You don't. The therapist would go, so this picture of a golden retriever, you shouldn't have kids. You shouldn't have kids. We can work on it, but there's some blockage there. I don't think you want to bite it. That's what I would say. I say that in my head. Do you want to bite this baby? It's because it's so cute. And if they go no, go, then don't have kids.
No, you can't. If you don't punch her square in the jaw, you
have don't have kids. Seriously. I'm not shitting around. If you don't see, they're a lot of work, but you should start at least. They're, no matter how cute you think they are, and you fucking, they're so goddamn, they're a lot of fucking work. So if the beginning, before the work even there, if you think, when you see a baby, someone else's baby, do you want to bite it? If the answer is no, don't fucking have kids. I'm right.
And this is why you never had kids.
No, I would want to bite a baby. I just like things too clean. Jesus.
He's going to burn the blanket the dog's sitting on now.
The dog is different. I wanted to use the blanket I wanted to use for the dog here in the studio because I thought how cool it would look. And then also, I want some of the dog on the blanket, you know? It makes the house seem lived in.
I want some of the dog on the blanket.
I want some of that dog.
Sniffing it in bed tonight?
Wow. No, I do. I'm very orderly, and I like things clean, but I do know that a house has to feel like a home.
It's a fuckable golden retriever has rolled around in it, yes.
And it's not gonna feel like home if... If a dog hasn't made an accident in your house, then it's not a lived-in house. Anyway, where is Henry Winkler is the question right now. Aristotle puts up on the screen. So anyway, Henry Winkler is not here, but he will be here. So we're going to do the show. That's why I always have a guest with the guests like this, because a lot of times they do, you know, just because they're busy. Henry's seemed like a nice guy. I didn't even deal with his assistant. I called him.
Wow.
Answered. I'll do the podcast. So he's going to be here later tonight. Man. We're going to talk about Fonzie like no one's ever fucking gotten into it. Whenever people see Henry Winkler, they always think he gets asked about Fonzie all the time, so no one asks them. So at this point, he probably would be fun to talk about it.
I think about Barry.
Who?
Barry from Arrested Development.
Oh, that's who you... What do you think about?
But that's... Well, he played that character.
Oh,
he's
did?
He's so funny. He's so fucking funny. Like, he's an insane lawyer who fucks everything up. Yes, yeah, yeah.
Isn't it great when you see someone like that who you always, from afar, seem like a nice guy, never heard any really bad stories?
I'm waiting. I'm like... I was like...
I think he's a nice person.
Hopefully.
I also thought you were talking about Barry, the show on HBO, that he is also...
Okay. Oh, is he? Oh, yeah. Really? Okay, fun. I didn't realize
that was his name. Well, he'll be here. So we're going to talk to Henry Winkler. And I even asked him on the phone. I said, would you mind? I said to him, I go, I want to get into Fonzie, the character. You never fucking gotten into it. He goes, I'm all game.
He goes, open me up.
Yeah,
open that pee hole up and get in there. I don't know what's wrong with me. I haven't been on stage in over a week.
You're great.
I've gone crazy.
You're great. You want to do? I have a stage with a microphone. Get you on there. Steph, by the way, Deb, I have a hard time with her last name. Steph and Deb.
Deb Giovanni.
She's been, lack of a better word, fucking tears it up.
Oh, yeah, she's unreal. She's so funny.
Wow, I love seeing new people. Not new, meaning, you know what I mean? New, new to me. I knew who she was. But then all of a sudden, you don't get to see people do an hour. And I was in, I think, Austin. And didn't even get a chance to see the whole thing, but she fucking
she
does the goddamn job. She fuck.
It's great.
Yeah.
She's the first live show I ever saw. I got into stand-up because of her.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah, in Toronto. She was at the place called La Factory, and my friends took me for my 18th birthday. How long she was headlining.
She been doing it?
Almost 20 years? 18
yeah, you know
years,
what's so
I
funny? I hope I didn't even... I know I didn't, but I'm paranoid. Come off as disrespectful because...
No,
because
in Canada, you do a chunk of time before you come here and no one knows what the hell's going on.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, you know, new to me. So, but you know what? No, my age, I bet she's even happy that someone... I'd be happy if someone called Todd Glass the newer comedian. I'd be like, oh, fuck.
No, that's never going to happen.
Yeah, I'd be like, I'll take it. No, not at this point. I'm past that point. So I'm envious of still... Yeah, but new to me. Yeah, and then seeing them do an hour. Mm-hmm. And
crushing the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then that's all I wanted to say about that. Hags. Let's... I like...
That's it? You want to say, well, that was it. Did you watch Steph and Deb? Did you watch your damn digital series? You didn't. That's
no.
why I thought you wrote it there.
No. Oh,
that's also
right.
what it's called. That's why I was like, what the hell?
Steve Fine Arts told me about that.
Yes.
I like
to
say...
thanks for not watching it.
Well,
I heard about it.
No, come on,
did
really?
Anybody here watch it?
Is you really? It's not that type of show. It's not that
it's
type of show.
It's 3 minutes, God damn it. There's 3 minutes
I watched the
each.
Other thing, and I come with a lot of love. Bring it back.
To be fair, I did not know. Well, I will watch it.
Thank you very much.
That's rude. No, these guys are fucking idiots. I told them.
I have listened to the album. Great album.
Oh, thank you. Wow.
Play a clip.
Nice.
If we're going to play any clip, or would you pick it? Pick it now. We can lay it in right now.
Yeah, that's too much. You know,
you ready? How long you want it to be? One minute or 2 minutes?
No, that's two. None
no,
of these minutes.
I want to fucking do it. I got it. Play the whole goddamn thing. We'll be back on the other side. No, play it here.
No,
that's
weird. I don't want to do that.
And in case I don't get to say it up front, I like to the shit shark.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking, you know what's great about something? That you can watch it and know 20 seconds in that you fucking are gonna love every one of them.
It started with fucking Dave Ross, pretty much. I was stoned with Daniel Webb, who we run Hangs with. We were at Daiso. Have you guys been to Daiso? It's this new Japanese dollar store, but everything is so fucking good and so cool. If you've been there, it's the best. Anyways, I saw this literal poo shark, and I'm like, oh, they just messed up the color. And then I was like, no, that's what it's supposed to be. I did try to buy them from I was on the phone with Japan for several hours. They don't think they're making them anymore. They like sold out. And I'm like, well, people need the shit shark. I need these because I want to sell them as merch. I want to like put my Instagram handle on it and sell them.
It's beautiful.
It's the stupidest. It literally is just Triumph, but a woman. Like, it's not anything else. It's just, it's so stupid.
Oh, but it's like, gentle. It's like
it's
also
gentler.
It's gentle.
And
also,
he has crushes on people.
And then it's just so cute. And then he's like, I love the way how real he plays it. And both of you do. It's like, so it's so. We watched only three of them. And that's how.
That's very strange. Well, he's going to meet Susan soon.
Shit shark. Shit shark. Shit shark. Oh, it's thunder now. Dogs love thunder.
Her face.
She doesn't even care. You know what? Look at those eyes. I swear to God, I can't take it.
She got the whole bone in there, though. She gets really carried away with the bone. So I keep watching her so she can swallow the whole thing like she's doing right now.
I went near her with her bone, here's how gentle she is. I mean, I was... In actuality, you shouldn't feel that comfortable around any dog, no matter how...
No, yeah, you would. Right,
she was chewing
there.
A bone, and I was, like, kissing her. And all she did was go, oh... Like,
okay.
I want to eat my bone.
Okay, good.
That's all
good.
She did. She goes, oh. Like, you meant, like, I don't know how to tell him. I didn't take it personally. I can take it personally. She doesn't like me. But if you let them do their thing, then they could be all over you a minute later.
This whole podcast is about Susan.
Well, Susan is great. Susan. Hi.
Hey.
Everybody wave at her. Matter of fact, here's what I want to do. And then we're going to... I want to talk about... give me one more thing. So, this show... Aristotle, I just want to say this and get it out of the way. You're going away for a few weeks. So this will be a two-parter.
Mm-hmm.
I'll open up both of those. And then the week after that's going to be a best of, which Aristotle's going to have ready and also tell why he's picking it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I just wanted to say so everybody knows, not that you care, not people are sitting around, what's the Todd Glass Show schedule like? But and Gary Goldman special. I want to say, look, I'm going to say it short and quick. Watch it. Fucking watch it. It's so great. It's so great. They just went from the doc, you know, the part about sort of like where it's a, you know, it's a documentary, would you say? That's a weird word to use because then you think it's going to be more documentary than stand-up. It's a great big helping of just good old fucking stand-up with a theme of dealing with his depression. But
that's
just
nice.
Stand-up, you know. And then in and out of these vignettes, just gracefully, just the way you want. You're doing your stand-up. Next thing you know, to me, the sound I can make is when you do that type of stuff, you just want to go shh, just throw to it with no big deal, just and come back as gentle as you. And they do; they bounce back and forth, and it was great. That's it. Watch it. Trust me. Trust me, because I know Gary Goldman will come right here and listen. Yeah, how hard did you plug him? All right, relax. Other people get depressed too. Oh, I shouldn't have said it. I'm not afraid to joke around the plugs, and that's why my show is very popular. Because I
just for that one part.
Well, because other
the
people
joking like, around the plugs.
The joke people like it. They like when we do our ads. I'll do a 10-minute read, but it's fun. I'm kidding. I'm being possessed by Brody. All right, so that's that. You're here.
You mentioned something that you've never seen of mine. You went Hags, then you never brought it up again. Now we're on this.
Hags. Okay, no, I brought up the shit
show. You did Hags.
Well, we talked about Hags, I think, quite lengthy, if I remember.
What else we got on? I don't.
This is just now. It's nothing.
Okay. Oh.
That was the cold opening.
Long cold open.
I know.
Okay.
Because here's what I say, and I'm going to say it to you to relax you and to relax me, and I'm being honest. I don't think just because you don't charge for something... That means it should be horrible. You still have integrity. We don't charge for it, but that's no excuse. I mean, why would, even if it's free? I care about this show, but not only. What are we talking about?
The cold open.
Cold opening. Yeah. So I think what type of person could listen to the show and they could go, this is free. It's always free of money. This is free of his time. In other words, this guy has every right to just drop what we did up till now as the podcast. I don't. So they go, well, why do you consider it a cold opening? Because it wasn't tight. We're thinking. We're getting our bearings. Turn the mics on and let people hear. Sometimes I used to talk a lot before the podcast came on. I'm like, turn the mics on. We'll talk about shit. That's a cold opening. Then you launch into a theme, and that's the opening of your show. Wow. Here we go. Crank it up. Let's. Oh, yeah. Was a little boy, it's funny. Out of all times, the podcast. It's right. The only dream I'd ever known. Wow. So I never wanted. Hold on. Hold on. Shh. Stop the song. Stop the song. Stop
the song.
Stop the song. Stop the song. Isn't it funny if everything is about shh, shh. Susan's getting scared.
She's taking over the whole podcast.
But can I tell you, I didn't stop it for her. I stopped it because I wanted to talk about her, and I tried to act like, oh, she's... I don't even think I needed to stop that music, but I looked over at her eyes, and she was looking at the drummer, Eric is his name, and just like...
She's getting wet. I should tell you that her pussy is really wet right now.
Oh, God. Thank you. Hey. In all fairness, you're married. Hey, come here, Susan. You're married. Susan, I'm the one that did... It's the Todd Glass Show. No. But are you seeing anybody? Look at that face. I mean,
she
this
saw
is
a man
in
my house
treat.
Last night, and that didn't go over well anyways.
No. Does she get upset?
No, I mean, I got upset. She didn't get upset. She didn't give a fuck.
She barks.
No, I wish.
Yeah, it would be great. You know what you should do? If you want to get rid of somebody, you teach her a key word that makes her growl.
Yeah, I need
and
to.
And then
that.
You go, she's great at, maybe it's reading people, right? And you go, she's great at reading people. She goes,
Okay.
You know that, the funny part about that, that's easily trainable. Like most tricks that you, they just take a little bit of patience, and dogs are so trainable.
They really
know?
Are.
It's
some people,
crazy.
Some said they had like 500 words of vocabulary, but we say like so little to them. I don't know if I made that number up, but it's something big.
Yeah. No, I think, here's what I think, and I have my Todd Glass way of saying it. I think, yes, it takes a curve at the end. Yes, everybody knows, including me, how smart dogs are. That's not, so go, yeah, everybody knows that. No one's ever debated. They're brilliant. But I think the more we grow and learn, we find out, oh, even fucking smarter than what we thought.
Mm-hmm.
I think that happens with me even when I see some, like, you know, some behavior in a dog. You're like, wow, that's great. Look at it. Oh, God.
She is on my lap now, so it's very distracting.
Okay, to George Carlin, she's sitting on Steph's lap, smiling, like with the tongue out. And the ears and just, oh, shut the fuck up. It's the best thing to look at if you're high. I hope the audience at home...
Do you want me to sit under the table and just hold her up here?
No. Oh, can we get a picture of that? Oh, my God. You have to... Can you come... Oh, no, shit. How can we... Can you... I'll get a picture.
Nobody has a phone here.
No. Does anyone have a phone that has room on it? No, your phone doesn't have room. Or you want to hold her up? I think that's great. We can just do this while we're recording.
Okay.
You know what? Let's take a break, right? Let's take a break. We're professional. Hey. Hello, baby. Yeah, happy baby. What voice is that? Oh, God. Shut up. Here, wait. Put her face right to the mic. We can make this go viral. This is going to go viral. Well, hello, everybody. I like listening to the Todd Glass Show. It's...
Okay, I started to feel bad. They're like a pageant mother.
I know, right? Exactly. Me.
Have you ever seen... You've been in auditions with mothers and their kids. It is sick. Weird things. Like one line.
Oh,
one mother's like, do you want to go over the lines? I'm like, oh, I think the kid just says tuna or something. She's like, he needs to rehearse. And the kid's like, hi. I'm like, oh my God. Poor kid. He's like, hi. 10, scared shitless.
We have the, let's play a move with the big anthem. And this is the start of the show. This is how we start the show. But let's bring it in with some, here we go. Just fill the room with it. Steph Toloff for the full double show, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank
this is the real start of the Todd Glass Show.
True patriot love. And
put some reverb in her voice.
Sun's coming. I'm really bad at saying no. I don't want to sing.
Try your hardest.
With glowing.
Put so much reverb. You'll watch.
See the true north straw. Honestly, singing is my least favorite thing to do.
I cannot sing. I don't hear the music at all. I have no rhythm. Rhythm at all. It's my new hit.
It's great. To the whole Canada soundtrack. Yeah.
The national anthem. The dog is fine. Look at the dog. It's smiling. I swear to George Carlin. The dog was smiling during my song to George Carlin. It's sitting. Am I right, everybody?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, big time. Big time.
No, I
yeah,
said to
yeah,
George
yeah.
Carlin, it's sitting behind Steph. She's sitting behind her, sitting on the chair with the golden retriever smile.
I mean, I think that's just her face. I don't know if it's actually smiling.
Oh, you're right. Maybe put her on pain pills.
Yeah, she's been acting
I'm very erratic with my opinion. Put her on pain pills. She's depressed. Henry Winkler, from what I understand, is a half an hour away,
okay,
which is beautiful.
Good. The show just started.
Wow, what an opening.
I know.
What a cold opening.
It felt more like a warm, long opening.
That's my favorite. Do you like Skittles?
Yeah.
I was going to do... Guess the Skittles flavor.
Oh,
you.
Yeah, I'll try that.
You think, yeah.
I like trying things like that. Yeah, no, I like putting something in my mouth and guessing what it is. It's
God
a fun game.
God bless America.
That's what she doesn't like. She's fine.
It's a golden
this
retriever
whole,
puppy.
I can't bring her anywhere.
She's so cute. Oh, yes, she is. I wrote this song so it made her feel loved. None of my songs, the rest of the night, are gonna be yelling. They're gonna be soft, cause I wanna make that puppy happy. John. This is a segment in the show where I'm not joking around, to George Carlin, where I ask people to edit it and leave it on for dogs. Now, I do George Carlin.
Do you actually do that? Okay.
We actually do that. Now, because your dog's here, it's appropriate. So this is the point where everyone will go around the room. What would you want a dog to hear? It can be soft. It can be silence for, you know, whatever your chunk is that we take. So I'll start. Do we have any music? Steph.
There's no music.
Are you still friends with Jake Adams?
Yeah.
Nah, I heard you guys don't get along anymore.
I was never that close with him. We were friends.
Not the way he made it sound.
Well, what the hell is he talking about?
He goes, Todd, I can't get her off of my shit.
Oh, my God.
That's the way he talks.
Get a grip.
Get a grip,
the guy hasn't
right?
blinked in 6 years. He freaks me out. His eyes just look like he hasn't blinked. Am I crazy? Maybe because they're so blue or something. I don't know. He needs to blink more. I don't know what's going on. I'd love like 4 or 5 more blinks per conversation. I'd feel good about it. That's all I got to say. I've told him this. We can call him right now and tell him.
Well, Blake, I mean Jake.
Blake, wow.
Jake Blink. Jake, that's the message to you right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to just, you know, the dog I'm done with.
Done with the dog. She's not there.
No,
she's
I'm not done.
Now.
I'm going to go back to it whenever. If she pops her head up, I'm not trying to keep it a secret. She's wrapped okay. around her, like on the whole chair. Her legs are on one side, and then her body's in the back. Mm-hmm. Am I right? And then her head is right over here?
That's how bodies work. Yeah, right. Legs in the back, arms in the front. Hey.
I have a random question. Please. I go right at it.
Love it.
Do we have that den 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 den?
I feel like we just did.
Well, this is better. I go, we have a new segment.
Oh, okay.
We have a new segment. And then we play that music. And then it makes it seem more real.
Mm-hmm.
I like to make pretend it's real. You know I'm kidding, right?
No, I don't know what's real and what's not anymore.
No, I'm kidding in the fact that I think that this will make it seem more legitimate. But once you hear it, you'll understand. Do we have it? We have a new segment on the show. It's the other one. Den, 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 den.
You're not getting it from this. I don't know how this accurate depiction of the song is getting you.
But I bet John will. I would bet $50 that John will get it. That I know it'll get it. But let's not make it into a hurry. So anyway, here's what it is. I just thought of it out of the blue today. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have something, I have three questions. So yeah. The first one, you go, you know, it doesn't really. You have it?
I think so.
Let me hear it. New segment on the Todd Glass Show. It's called, hey, did you ever think about someone that you hadn't thought about in a while? Okay, here's the question.
Have you ever?
Bring it down. Bring it down a little more. Bring it down. Bring it down. Have you ever? And if, remember, I have three questions. Mm-hmm. So even if one's, you, not, it doesn't bring, you don't have to make, you don't have a podcast.
Make
you got to now
make.
Well, you got to, oh, God, I don't want to leave Todd hanging. No, if fucking, if you have something, you have it. If you don't, I got other. I got so many goddamn questions. Mm-hmm. You don't fucking want to get even started. So I'm not one of these guys with just one question. So, but here it is.
Yes.
It is, to George Carlin, is a real question. Did you ever think of someone like from high school, junior high? I really, it can be a big, wide span that you haven't seen. A short period you spent around them and you liked them even. You might have hung out with them for a year.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but that was like 10 years ago. And you go, I wonder what they're doing. A friend of a friend's mm-hmm. that you knew for a short period of time. A friend of a friend who was with me.
Yes.
Like, what are they?
What are they doing? And then, well, sometimes I feel like you because of social media, you see somebody that was close with them or something, and it sends like a weird shockwave of that to you. Because I feel like most of mine are from that, like seeing something, not like super random.
You know what? You just answered my question. You know what's funny when you have a thing and you think it with that happens a lot less because I don't go on Facebook.
It's a bad place.
So it happens a lot less. Most of the time today, you can find out very easily.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, fuck.
Well, that's that.
That's another segment of Where Are They Now? No, not Where Are They Now? Where Are They Now? Where Are They Now? That was it. Tonight. Okay. I gotta be me. Right. Who's yours? Do you have one?
I just have a girl that I... No, I have a girl that I hate from high school. And my friend sent me photos of her on Instagram because I blocked her. And they sent me this one that made me feel really good about myself. She was like a high on ecstasy in like a metal bra and underwear combo, like with this greasy man behind her. I'm like, I'm doing good, man. I feel good. Like, I got this dog. I'm not getting groped by some pervert in the bathroom. She was such a bitch to me, too. So it felt great.
Speaking of girls I hate, you said the girl I hate. No. You're I'll walk it over. You walk it over every time. Well, when I say I'll walk it over, Aaron will come over here. That's the Todd Glass Show with our guest, Steph Toloff. Okay, we have to do a lot of branding.
Mm-hmm. My name's a huge sell.
that's right. She just said something else. All right. Play that a lot tonight. I mean, celebrate. That music says I celebrate what just happened. Even if the dog's looking at me happy, which to George Carlin it is.
Next question.
No. Okay. Please, no, don't look at this. This
I don't
is
know
not,
why. I've never seen the list. I have to keep looking. Is that there's sticky notes?
No. This Winkler. Is like these are bits that if I ever want to go to, I'll be very honest. These are bits,
right.
But then I just talk, and then if I think, let's do a bit, I'll look on this list. But all from now on, it's all ad libs. Let's talk about how much we ad lib, but with never having any
sure.
meat. Do you? I love ad lib because it's fun.
It's what
I don't. It's like you know what I mean. It's fun.
It is fun.
To just.
Did you ever take improv?
Oh yeah, it's mm-hmm. fun.
You
I mean,
like
it's
a
fun.
Big improv head.
Yeah,
always you sweep the scene, but then you come right back in. Ooh, you're that guy for sure. clean this one up, and we're back in again with a new character.
I never did take any problems. I got nervous in that bit if whether what you were real, what was real. And what
I
was
don't
fake.
Know anymore. I told you, I'm confused.
No, I was joking. Like if we, oh look at the dog. No, she's going Why down. Can't I talk about it, Vinny? See if she'll come over to you. Susan, say. I guess you know what to say.
she
really like you know when I try to I want it to happen so bad. Oh, Vinny, she really likes you. You know, because Vinny's insecure. So I have to oh, Vinny, look at that dog. Dogs are great, everybody. Dogs are great.
Dogs are great.
Dogs are great.
Dogs are so great.
Dogs are great.
Dogs are great.
Dogs are great.
They like dogs.
They are. Dogs, they're great.
They're great.
I love dogs.
Dogs are great.
It's great. No, but in all seriousness... Oh, you give her another bone? Let me explain what's going on to our listening audience. And I, to George Carlin, and listen to what I'm saying, Steph. Steph is, you know me, I'm very particular about the aesthetics. Them. No, 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 you're going to like this. So she brings a toy. It's a cool looking toy. Like it's a toy, me that cares about aesthetics. If I was shooting a movie and the dog had a toy, it would be this toy. It's a cool toy. And the bone, the thing that her treats are in, even that bag is cool. It's like a bag, where, like Trader Joe, where you would get dog treats. The bags, it's not like an Alpo. And what? And now people just send each other emojis? That's from, I think you should leave. I think you should leave. Please watch I Think You Should Leave. Love it. You
so
will fucking love it.
Funny.
It's so goddamn funny. I can't fucking take it.
And but... Here's Kay. I've been obsessed with it. I'm like,
I love you.
I've watched it fucking 5 times, but I just met Tim at the Comedy Central party, and he was like,
nice.
No. And I was so upset, and I was like, hey, because I went up to him, I'm like, oh my God, man, and I never like fangirl over people. And I like flipped out. I'm like, oh my God, Tim, I'm like, I love your show. I'm like, I peed, and I don't know, I was saying like weird things. And he just was like, all right. And I'm like, no, I was so, maybe he had been overwhelmed. I'm pretending there's something.
Oh,
because it really upset me. Because I was like, fuck. I'm like, I'm not some psychopath. Well, I am a psychopath.
Well, you get nervous sometimes. Like, that's
I said
why
weird things, but I was being nice. I don't know.
Let me get him on the phone. Is he on the phone, Aristotle?
He's on. He's gets on quick.
Hello. It's true. We send each other an emoji. But no, Steph, in all... let me change my voice a little. I did. I sounded just like Todd Glass, and no one here told me. No one goes, Todd, you sound just like you. You look like a lunatic. So I had to figure it out on my own. I don't know what voice I would do. Hey, sorry for the bad connection. That's what I would do for the bit. I would. Mm-hmm. It had to be such a bad connection that you would the shitty impersonation could get lost in that. So it would be like, oh, he's
the guy. What's his name again?
Tim.
Tim is on the phone?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Tim, are you there?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing really well, Dan, and Steph actually sent it to me.
What do you mean?
She shook her tits at me.
that's the first thing I do. Usually just one. I take one out and really flop it around.
Well,
and
that's fun that way. That's
one is fun.
One
is fun, two is creepy.
Two is creepy.
Yeah.
Thank you. What do we always say here?
One is fun. Two is creepy.
Isn't
yeah.
that
creepy?
Wow.
Yeah.
One is fun. Two
is creepy.
One is like, dan-dan-dan, dan-dan-dan, I wanna dan-dan. Two is like, bow-wow-bow.
It sounds a lot like one.
It does
Two was more like,
I was hoping you wouldn't notice.
Like two is more creepy. Two is way creepier.
I was hoping you didn't notice, two George Carlin.
I think we all noticed.
I think they're both the same, Todd.
The exact same.
How's Susan doing?
She's good. I put her. She's a baby toy. It's like that Sophie material, if you know what I'm talking
Henry
about.
Henry Winkler's here?
He's here.
He's here, but he went to get a cup of coffee. Mm. I want to talk about Fonzie.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about it.
Did you want to have sex with Fonzie?
No. Well, I'm trying.
Didn't everybody?
Wait, I'm going to ask that serious. I'm going to answer if I thought he was good looking. Did I have a crush on him? No.
No?
No.
He's too, hey, was that his thing? Is he the hey guy?
By the way, I want you to answer this honestly. So no one would talk about Fonzie because I think justifiably for a good reason at a journalist one point. But is there ever a point to go like, you're coming back on the show. Like, I want to know so much about that character. Has enough time passed where you're comfortable to talk about it? That's the question I would ask. Because I have so many fucking questions. Like, by the way, there's other people that have left that, like, a character on television that has left such a mark. There's others, but he's definitely, like, one of those. Fonzie, like, shut the fuck up. And you go out for an audition, and you get this part. Yeah, I would love to know everything about it. But he was, you know, he could never. You know, he couldn't say he was sorry.
Really?
That was one of the jokes. We like to analyze it, like, around the house, like, but it's like a real person. Like, well, you know, he needs to go to a therapist. If he can, I'm sorry, it's not cute.
I bet it stems from him hitting that jukebox all the time.
Well, he shouldn't be hitting jukeboxes at all.
I mean, they're all women. Did you not know that every jukebox is a woman?
He says it's hard for him to say he's sorry. Look, I'm sorry. I didn't have a hard time just then saying it, but it's hard to go. Literally, I heard him on one show going, he can't say he's sorry. So he has his problems, but he's also very likable and a good person. So I want. So we love analyzing Fonzie, like, in real life. Like, you'd be like, that's not a good thing. He can't say he's sorry. I was Same thing with wrong. That was on one of the show. He goes, I got to admit, I was
You really? I've never really seen the show, and this is not selling it to me.
No, it's great. Oh, the show's great.
Okay, because that, I was like, oh, that would annoy me.
No. That's why my shitty. Please, Henry, if you've come to this place on my podcast and you're mad at me, it's Steph's fault. She's trying to throw me under the water.
Throw me under the bus, please.
No. I'm explaining it.
I'd love it if Henry Winkler hated me.
No, he wouldn't hate anybody. The guy's too nice. I think I might get him on the show. I think he might be a guest. He's going to be here tonight. Apparently he's here. He's walking towards the door. Oh, the front door. All right, then maybe he'll hang out in the living room for a second. All right, cool. Let's wrap it up. Stop, Todd. Let's talk to the dogs at home. Hi. Hey, people are going to put this on a loop. I'm not kidding. Someone sent me an email of their dog listening to us doing this to George Carlin. Hey, look at you. Yeah, you. Oh, you like it? You like it? Yeah. Look how pretty you are. So regal. Oh, shut up.
Hey, buddy.
Shh. He looks happy.
You can do a little.
Hey, this is the Todd Glass Show.
This is a Todd Glass Show.
Yes, it is.
Listening
to the Todd Glass Show.
Wow.
It's voted number one by the Podcast Association for America.
Yes, that's true. Hey. Go sit down. What if I started being mean? Go sit down.
Fuck you. Sit down.
Fuck you. Fuck you. You're too cute, and I'm going to vomit on your head. Come over here so I can vomit on your cute head. So with vomit on your head, you'd still be cuter than me. If that dog had vomit dripping off its head, it would still be cuter than me.
I mean, and I think most people still.
That's not making me too much of a good mood to think of that dog. I can picture the dog right now. I don't want to picture. How about spaghetti? It's not as gross. Spaghetti all over that dog's head. If I had spaghetti all over my face, the dog with spaghetti on its face, cuter. Are you shitting me? It gets cuter. I get uglier. If you took a picture of me, you said, "Mom, this is the guy that I'm seeing," and I had spaghetti on my head, you'd be like, "Oh, that's."
Why would that be my first pick of you? He's really silly. Yeah, we get it, Steph. No, trust me. You gotta see this picture of him. Who did that? He did this himself. I came home and this was all set up. I don't know. He was dying. Still this day finds it funny. God sakes. I'm so scared she's going to pee.
No, don't worry. Dude, if I tell you not to worry, can I tell you?
No, but you say you're anal and I'm anal too.
No, no, but one thing, just to give the listening audience the right depiction of me, here's what I told Steph before the podcast. I said, I'm going to be much more relaxed. I said, I appreciate you being careful. Mm-hmm. But if the dog goes to the bathroom in the podcast or the house, don't worry.
In the podcast. We're going to get a full
I do believe that I hate to say this. No, someone's going to. I don't. You know what? Never. I said it before. A lived-in house should. You know
should
what?
Have a bit of
for me,
fecal matter.
For a dog lover. For yes. a dog lover, to understand what you benefit by having the dog in the house, the love that comes mm-hmm. through the house, if you believe in energies at any level, that gets to grace your house. Yeah, because if that doesn't mean anything to you, then why would you want to take the chance something would piss or shit on your rug? Certainly, if your significant other shit on the rug, you might throw it out. But, you know, ooh,
what
would
you rather? Yeah,
what a bad
rather.
Memory. You know, I'm not kidding. He came in here and he shit on the rug. Okay, but a dog is a different thing because of the other thing it gives you. If that means nothing to you, then no. Then I understand. But so I want you to be relaxed.
I am relaxed, but she's now licking her vagina.
Good.
So she's fine.
You know what? Do you want Vinny to get a hot washcloth for it to make her feel better?
Yeah, can you go find a stream and like get a big... tub? What is a hot washcloth? A
hot washcloth to clean her vagina.
I mean, that's.
I don't know if a person would like it. Maybe a dog would like it.
Yeah, how do you think women bathe?
Steph, I'm kidding.
That's the thing. I just steam a cloth. Time to get just my favorite parts. Cloth gets cold pretty quick. What the fuck? All right.
All right. You're great.
Can I talk about my hand?
Yes.
Am I allowed to talk?
Are you kidding me? Yes.
So on last Tuesday, I had what appeared to be a white head on my finger, my pinky finger. I'm like, that's revolting. How gluttonous can a human be to get a white head on their hand? So I'm like, bye-bye, pop it. So I'm like picking out of the day. It's like kind of watery, nothing crazy. Day goes on about, this happened around like 9 a.m., around like 2 p.m. My fingers are swelling. I'm like, this is odd. I'm like, the fuck's going on? Look down, I see like red, like now under my skin, like my whole skin's going red. So I keep drawing a line around it to make sure, keeps traveling. Okay, FaceTime my mom's friend. She got to go to urgent care. Kaiser Permanente, who's with them, get away from them, they're bad. I go to Kaiser, 2.5 hour wait, finally get in to see the doctor. I'm like, hi, and the redness now has traveled past where the line was. I'm like, hey man, something's going on. Something's not right. He's like, it's a bite. And like 2 seconds, I like, put the gloves on and just walked away. I'm like, oh, no, I know it's a bite. I'm like, but something's like going on with underneath. It's swelling. I've never had this before. I wouldn't come in for a fucking mosquito bite, you idiot. And he's like, no, it's a bite, topical cream. And I'm like, that's it. I'm like, I'm Canadian. I don't come in if I don't have fucking something wrong with me. I'm like, I just waited 2.5 hours for a topical cream. He's like, I don't know. And this attitude, I was like, all right. So I storm out, go to bed that night, wake up, my hand is fucking throbbing. Now my whole hand is swollen, the swelling and the redness has now hit my wrist. I'm like, something's fucking wrong. Go to the pharmacy, I'm like, I need cream. He's like, no, you need medical attention. I'm like, I'm gonna fucking kill somebody. Go to my walk-in clinic, great guy, Korean man, wears a fedora, I don't think it's a medical professional. He doesn't even wear a smock. It's literally an old suit and a fedora, handful of rings, never puts gloves on. He gives me this like Keflex, it's called, for like a blood... disease, like a blood infection. Been on Keflex. Finger starts getting out of control. It's getting worse and it's getting better. So the hand part has gone down, but now my finger is at the point. Do you show photos on this? Because we should show a photo. It's so disgusting. My finger gets to the point where I think it's actually going to fall off. Like it's now moving away from my hand.
God.
I can't bend it. I can't feel it. Go back to urgent care. This time, not as nice. Quite irate. So I did file a complaint with the first doctor.
Good.
Got my money back. And I filed a complaint with the whole fucking whoever's there because it was insane. They initially marked down that I was like, oh, stupid little bite. She shouldn't be here. And then kept putting people in front of me and then literally turned me away like I was a fucking idiot. Go back in and I walk right up. I go, hello. Here 4 days ago, you fucking said nothing was wrong with me. And she's like, oh. I'm like, I'm seeing someone now. And everyone's like looking at me. I'm like, oh, I'm making quite the scene here. Got right in, full abscess in my finger. I had to have it like cut open, like a minor surgery in the middle of the day. Big ordeal. If you guys ever had a surgery, lot of knives come out, a lot of scissors. Very small incision. Don't know what else is happening. Very funny doctor. Guess I was a comedian. Hilarious stuff. Anyways, I leave, and now I had to go back, and they put packing. Do you know what packing is?
No.
Yes. Okay. So they drained it, and it was such a big thing. It was an abscess. It was like a pocket, an open pocket on my finger, like an open hole. So they put this thing called packing, where it's like material that they put in, like gauze, like wrapped up, and they sucks. So I didn't know that there's something in my finger. So I went back yesterday, and they took it off, and I was like, oh, what's that? And they're like, oh, there's. I'm like, what? And I'm like, I'm almost fainting. So I'm like, I didn't know something was in my skin. For anyways, long story short, I have a gaping hole in my finger, and it looks like a vagina, and it's very soggy and gross. And I got caught on a man's nipple ring last night, and he lost his boner. So you know what? Don't. Oh no, did she do something?
You play this. Maybe What Now, My Love, right? I mean, that's what it's all about.
That was a lot of talking. Sorry.
No, really. Shut up. Talk more.
No, it was a lot. But I did get my money back. Kaiser did obey.
And we really glossed over that last part.
The open hole, the vagina, the soggy finger.
But caught the nipple, man's ring. Nipple ring.
Yeah, I was fooling around with this guy, and I had this, my fingers are tied together like a splint because the fingers all fucked. So I was like rubbing my hand down his chest, and then I caught his nipple ring, and he was like, rah! And then he lost his boner immediately, and I'm going to blame the claw hand. I should have just showed him. Like, just fuck the hole. Fuck the hole. It is that big. If you have a small dick, you can fuck the hole.
You should have brought the dog
so
out
gross.
On the bed.
I know,
kidding.
I should have.
I'm scared.
Her asshole is huge. You should see it. Biggest asshole I've ever seen in my life.
Sometimes I just like to listen to something.
Other than my voice.
No. But no.
Drain this
my
in.
Love.
Wow.
Now that you left me.
This is if I own Susan.
How can I live?
If I own Susan.
Through another
your dog.
Day.
Hello.
Watching
yes, like
my dreams.
I want you to think of us. We're just going to watch Susan and listen to this song.
And my home.
So all we're going to do is watch Susan and listen to this clay. Song.
Once I could see. Once I could feel. Now I am numb.
Now she is holding Susan. I'm
becoming real.
And I'm staring at Susan, listening to this song. Okay, get
to go.
Rob. Danny, do it with this. Play this song and have a picture. We're going to put a picture of Steph with the Golden Retriever. Here we go. You could how could you not want to listen to this song? Staring at this Golden Retriever puppy. We do have a picture. We have a picture, right? All right. All right. Oh, yeah, we're getting another picture.
The guy with the crutch. Yeah, I do want this photo.
Oh, look at this picture. And listen to this song. Ah, that's right. Shut up. Thank you, Jumpin' Jack, Vinny, Disgookagaga. All right. Oh, look at the dog. It's licking the table. It likes me.
Yeah.
I tell anything it likes me.
It likes me.
Oh, look at him. He's sniffing his crotch. He likes me. I'll tell you, I'll tell you my sisters. I'll tell you. Cauliflower. Dry wood. All right.
The dog
so what
really
about
started.
Your friend, what about your friend from? Don't you have anybody you haven't talked to in a while? You want to? We talked about that. Never
the
mind.
Psychopath.
Never mind. I want to talk about. Did you ever drive across the country?
I drove from Toronto to here.
Did you stop at any weird, like in the middle of nowhere?
Yeah, like in Kansas. Well, I tried not to stop because it was very scary. Sorry, I just itched my hand with the wood on your table. In case anyone was that gripping sound. That's an itching sound.
Where did you stop?
In Kansas, somewhere, some small. I had like no gas, and it was like fucking terrifying. It was all like abortion is murder, like signs everywhere, and all these.
You were all by
signs.
Yourself?
No, another comic, Amanda Brooke Perrin, drove with me.
So you both decided.
We did not want to stop. We were on empty for so fucking long, and we had to pull over. Mm-hmm. And it was like we were legit scared.
What time was it, at night or day?
Day. Yeah.
One time in one of those teeny little towns. Well, first of all, I'm good. In the car, you stop.
Small town.
Yeah. Say the small town again.
Small town.
So you just got gas.
I don't know the small town. Yeah.
So you just got gas.
Yeah, and got the fuck out of there. Yeah.
And then did some of those little towns? My mouth is so dry right
it's
now.
It's very dry.
Can you tell?
You want to drink that candle?
Let me tell you. Here's what we're going to have to do, because it's so dry. We're going to have to take a break. I'm sorry.
It's fine. I mean, can make her pee, too.
You could. Okay, so what we're going to do. We're going to take a break on the talk last show. We'll be right back. Okay, bye-bye.
Audio 98.
Audio 98.
Audio 98.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. the way you are right now. The way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like, every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you, it's you I like. It's you I like.
Star Fans Audio, a podcast, a podcast network.